Hey guys, welcome back to On the Couch with Axe and NEQ. So remember, this is season 5. Oh my God. I am still at all that I have been able to record 5 seasons of a podcast. I fell off for a second because life was life and school is schooling, but I'm back on track. I know we'll pay my bills, so I'm getting right back into it. So season 5 will be a lot of nanny stories. And if you have a nanny story that you would like to share with AskNannyQ, remember to email it to asknannyq.com and we'll see if it makes it on the air. So this story is a good one. Go ahead, sit back, chill, and relax. Hey, NannyQ. I love your TikTok. I've been a fan of yours for over a year and a half. I love everything that you're doing. I'm also a nanny. I'm just a male nanny. Sometimes it's hard to find work. Some families do not want a male nanny in the home. Sometimes I understand why, especially with everything that goes on in the world. So far, I've been with the same family for 2.5 years, and I love it. Now, I'm married to the dad. And before anybody starts thinking anything crazy, it's nothing like that. I was the nanny when mom first had the baby. I am a gay male, so I never was attracted to either one of them. Dad isn't my type, and mom was never a looker. I was here only for the child. I loved making sure that she was good every day. We had such an amazing bond. Over the years, I noticed that things were going on in their marriage. It wasn't until one morning I was on my way to walk in the door and I saw two of the neighbors standing at the door. I stood back for a minute and mom said, "No, you can come in. You deserve to hear this too." Come to find out, mom was having an affair with one of the neighbors. Another neighbor found out about it, and the next day, her and her husband came over. Mom and dad got a divorce. Soon after, because baby, you is running around the neighborhood. Mom and dad got a divorce. Everything was cool. I was still the nanny. Dad told me that he didn't know what to do. My hours increased and I was okay with it because I'm a single male. After everything was settled, probably a year after his divorce, I see dad at a gay bar. When I walk over and ask him what he's doing there, he said, he just wanted to try something different. He always had a taste for a man, but didn't know what to do with it. So after his third marriage didn't work, he decided to do what made him happy. We talked all night. We had so much fun. The conversation led on to the early morning. We ended up stopping and getting breakfast. I even had to call out because I was exhausted, and he understood because he was the one that had me up all night. 6 months after, we end up start dating. NannyQ, can I tell you that this is the best relationship I've ever been in? I told him in order for us to have a real relationship that I will have to leave the job. I didn't want my feelings to interfere with my workplace. Like NannyQ said, you don't shit where you eat. You damn right. You some things you just don't do, and that's one of them. Dad left mom, me and him been dating, and everything has been so cool. Since I quit the job, I've seen the mom around the neighborhood around 3 or 4 times with other families. Is she sleeping around? Who knows? I stay to myself, I do my job, I go home. Dad actually is selling the house so me and him can move in together. He has been divorced for over 2 years now. We've been dating for a year. Yay us. Aww. And so far everything is good. I'm so happy that I quit the job before I got into a romantic relationship with him. We made sure to do everything the correct way. I put in my 2 weeks notice. I actually helped him find a new nanny. And everything has been going so far so good. After we sell the house, we're hoping to move to a different state so all of us can be happy together. The mom found out that me and him were dating and said that I was the real reason he found out that she was cheating because I told. I never told because it wasn't my business. I actually didn't know what she was doing. I know that she was always at the neighbor's homes when the wives were away, but I also knew that she did massages. Come to find out, she was making sure that all of the men in the neighborhood were getting happy endings. She said that's how she made her money. She would give out happy ending massages. The only reason the two wives found out, the ones that came to the home, were because they noticed that she was coming and going to their homes when they weren't at home. Another neighbor had informed them. But she always had her massage chair. No, I'm sorry, her massage table with her. One of the wives decided to come home early when she saw her walk in with the massage table and found her milking the husband. Oh my God. The husband said that he had never felt that feeling before and he had become addicted to it. He passed the information on to other men in the neighborhood, and the wife was actually milking at least four or five of the men in the neighborhood and calling them happy ending massages. Because she only used her hand and a strap on, some of the wives said that it wasn't cheating. A few other wives did decide to separate from their husbands because they could not take it. I was very surprised that she was even milking a man because the husband said that he hadn't been happy in a relationship for years, and to find out that he was actually gay, maybe their relationship would have stayed only if she would have started milking him. Well, I'll be damned. Nanny Q, thank you for opening your platform for nannies. Thank you for having a safe place for us. Thank you for telling our stories without telling people who we are. I haven't been able to tell anyone how I met my amazing fiance. Yes, I said fiance because I know he's going to propose soon. I've only been able to tell them that we knew each other. We knew each other from going to the gay clubs. Only a few of my friends know who he is, but I know the judgment of people when they find out that I actually worked for him and now he's my fiance. It feels so good to be able to get this out. Again, thank you for your amazing platform. Well, now, I don't know a lot of male nannies, but the ones that I do know, they're very overprotective. They're amazing nannies. I have nothing bad to say about them. I know some amazing male teachers, so the nannies are the same. But the fact that the wife was milking the whole neighborhood? Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening to On the Couch with Ax Nanny Q.